USDA Deputy Secretary Steve Sinske, it's good to talk to you in this position now. How is this going?
It has been going great. It's been a great experience and really a great opportunity to have a positive impact on things that are affecting farmers and ranchers.
What's the outlook for trade and the disputes that have been going on?
Well, certainly we're very pleased to have the U.S.-Mexico-Canada free trade agreement done, and that is, you know, really one of the key priorities that we've had, this new version of the NAFTA, if you will, and, you know, importantly, I think it really preserves duty-free access that we have with regard to Mexico. It improves our terms of trade with Canada, especially with regard to some products like dairy, wheat, poultry, and eggs, And so I think that's very positive. I think moving forward, the announcement that we're going to be launching with Japan, free trade agreement talks, I think that's going to be very important. Since we're not a member of the TPP, really it was Japan that offered the biggest benefits to U.S. agriculture from the TPP. And, of course, certainly we're looking as we enter into these negotiations to have as good or better, and frankly, we want to have even better access than what we would have had under the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. And so I think that will be very positive. And then finally, of course, the big one that's really roiling some of the agriculture markets and has been a big impact is regard to China trade. And my hope is, we've been very clear about what we need. We need China to come to the table and address not only the market access concerns that we have that are affecting agriculture products, but we also need them to come to the table and address in a meaningful way their intellectual property protection, the forced licensing of technology, the theft of intellectual property. My hope is that they'll come to the table in a very meaningful way, and the President and President Xi are going to be meeting together down in Argentina at the G20 meeting at the end of the month, so we have our fingers crossed there.
Can you give us any insight as to what might happen in that meeting?
Well, I wish I could. I think it really depends on how really the ball is in China's court. I don't know, it remains to be seen. Are they willing to come to the table and in a very meaningful, robust way to address some of the long-standing market access concerns that we have, whether it affects poultry or beef, their biotech approval processes, other products, and the intellectual property or not. And I think that's going to really determine how the meeting goes.
You had mentioned Japan and the positive moves there. What about the TPP? Is there ever any chance of rejoining what's left of that?
Well, I know that there was a little bit of interest in that, but I think really the president has been pretty clear that he really favors bilateral trade deals. And our message has been, that's fine if we want to have bilateral trade deals, let's do that, but let's get going on them. And so we're very pleased that, you know, we have things going, not only with Japan, announcement with the European Union as well to start negotiations there. Of course, we think agriculture needs to be a key part of those negotiations. And then moving on as well, I think there's some other negotiations with some other countries in the region that are going to be announced, and that I think we're very hopeful about. I mean, countries like the Philippines, Indonesia, other countries like that, that if we can have bilateral trade agreements with them that really open up markets for U.S. agriculture products and U.S. manufactured goods, that'd be a great thing.
It seems like the United States has been vigorous in trying to regain or to gain some of the markets to replace what's lacking in the China dispute. When that dispute ends, are we going to be better off in the end because of these?
I think we will be, and I think that diversification is always a good thing. You don't want to have all of your eggs in one basket. So I think different commodities have been very active and out there looking for other markets. We've opened up since the China market is closed right now because of China's retaliatory tariffs on a lot of goods. In some cases, we're still shipping over the tariffs, but for a lot of products, products. It means the tariffs, retaliatory tariffs that China has imposed, we don't have access. And so exporters and groups have been looking at other markets, and we've seen that. We've seen some great increased sales to other markets. But it's hard to replace a big market like China for certain commodities, and soybeans is a great example. And so, you know, long term, or in the not even the long term, but even the short term, intermediate term, I think if we can resolve the trade and have China address our market access concerns and intellectual property concerns in a meaningful way, I think that's going to be great for U.S. agriculture.